Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the college2pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Mashanti. And as always, we appreciate you stopping by. If you ever miss any of these shows in their entirety, you know, Apple Music, iTunes, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests. Today we have an outstanding young man, and I want to emphasize when I say outstanding, we could do a whole show on just all the accolades and achievements this young man's accomplished. I mean, I could go on the list of he was president of the Naval Academy class of 2021. He was a team captain. He was a finalist for the Campbell Trophy for that, basically the academic Heisman. Accolades for leadership, everything that you can think of. He was also invited to the Hula Bowl and the College Gridiron Showcase, where he performed magnificently. And with that said, we have the standout, and I don't want to underline it, standout, Cameron Kinley from the Naval Academy. Cameron, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
Hey, man, thank you for having me. I can't complain. Just got done with a couple classes for the day, so getting a chance to kick back a little bit, but I'm definitely excited to get on the show with you.
Well, I appreciate that, and thank you for doing everything you do, serving the country and beating that Navy role. And you guys always, every time we get a guy from the Navy or Army, Air Force, when you guys come on the show, I mean, you guys have such a different lifestyle compared to most of the NFL draft prospects that we come on. But nonetheless, if nobody's ever understood what a typical day is like for you, kind of take us through morning, through your football day, through your classes, until you finally rest your head later today.
Right. So, yeah, definitely my pleasure serving the country. I definitely appreciate you and the support that you give to us in the military. It truly means a lot. But my schedule is changed a lot, you know, from being on the team actually during the season and now preparing for the draft. I would say I typically wake up around 7 o'clock, get my day started, eat breakfast, kind of get my daily affirmations, daily Bible reading going, and then I have my first class at 7:45. I'm typically in class from 7:45 to 11:45, and that's where I get my lunch break from 12 to about 1:20, and then I'm going to my afternoon classes from 1:30 to 3:20, and then after that it's time to get some training in for the day. Typically train from around 4 to about 5:30. After that, come back to the room, shower up, eat dinner around 6 to 6:30. From 7 to 8 I typically like to have a little leisure time and relax, and then it's homework after that and whatever work I have to do for school. So pretty jam-packed day.
Yeah, it is. Now, I'm curious, a guy like yourself, I mean, character-wise, you just seem to, I mean, you go through the roof. You have a fantastic football game as well. I mean, growing up, was athletics and academics, did they go in hand? Did you always have this mindset?
Most definitely. And it, I mean, I owe that all to my parents. You know, I grew up in a football family. My dad played college ball. My older brother played college ball and spent a couple of years in the NFL, and my younger brother plays college ball right now. So football was kind of that fuel for our household. You know, my sister was on the cheerleading squad and my mom was the team mom, but my parents always emphasized that if you don't bring home the right grades, then football is going to have to wait. You know, no grades, then you're not playing. So the classroom always came first in our house. We're always at the table doing our homework at the dinner table before they let us do anything else. And I kind of just took that mindset and took it into high school and took it into college. So it's kind of ingrained in me.
And that's excellent, Cameron. And I'm curious, so, you know, you got that DB role, secondary role. When did you kind of start trending towards that position? At what point of your football life did you know this was going to be the position that carries you the farthest?
Yeah, so I was actually an offensive player, you know, basically my whole life. Little League, I played quarterback and running back. And then I was kind of undersized going into middle school and high school to continue to be on that offensive side of the ball playing running back and receiver. And so I kind of just took on that defensive mindset going to my sophomore year of high school. That was my first year playing corner and safety. And my dad played defensive line in college and whatnot, and he was on the defensive staff in my high school as well. So having a defensive-minded coach in the house definitely helped make that transition. From there, I mean, it kind of just stuck with me, and I had a niche for it.
That's excellent. Now, seeing you down at the showcase, and you know, I've been doing this for so long, and I don't know if it was just because the Citadel and you being in Navy, but I remember Cortez Allen. I remember him coming on the program, and I cover the Steelers, and he got drafted in the fourth round in 2011 by Pittsburgh. But I remember having him on the show, and I'm like, how does a 6 foot, 200-pound DB kind of go unnoticed? And, I mean, were you a little bit undersized coming out of high school?
Oh, yeah. I would say I had decent size coming out of high school. I was 6'1", 185.
Okay.
I would say,
okay.
So my high school, we started our program my freshman year. So my senior year, we had only been program for 4 years. So, yeah, we weren't getting too many people coming to the game because we were still kind of getting established. So that kind of hurt us recruiting-wise. So I just had to get in where I could fit in.
Well, I think where you're at, I think you fit in. And regardless of your future NFL career, I think we have a future congressman or senator or type person on our show. I mean, president of your class. One, you have to be a good guy, but people have to gravitate to you. Does that kind of transcend into the locker room and in the huddle where your teammates can trust you and you are a team captain? But what is that fair enough?
Yeah, I would definitely say I definitely seek to gain that trust from my teammates, and I feel like the best way to do that is leading by example and truly practicing what you preach. So I strive to live my life the right way on and off the field and kind of be somebody that the younger players can look up to and come to, not only as a teammate, but as a brother, you know, as a person to seek advice with life and things of that nature. So I kind of strive to set that example so I can build that trust so that my teammates understand that I'm not just saying something, but I'm actually living it. And I feel like that's helped a lot throughout my football career, and then also helped a lot on the academy side of things and the different leadership positions that I've been able to hold on over here.
Definitely. And I'm curious, I mean, we ask all the guys that come on the show, Cameron, I mean, if we threw you in that film room, you're breaking down tape with these NFL scouts, and I like to call them your hallmark home run type abilities. What's going to pop on tape that can help you get on that 53-man roster?
I would definitely say size and speed and range. Obviously, I'm 6'1 and a half, 200 pounds, so I have good size for a defensive back. I have good speed, and I can cover a lot of grounds. Communication, you can see me communicating a lot in the secondary throughout the game. Kind of reading the offense well. I study a lot of film to determine tendencies from different quarterbacks and receivers. So all of that's going to show up on film. Being a bigger corner, I get involved in the run game a lot. I played in the boundary my junior year, but I also played in the field my senior year. So being able to move around and playing a lot of different schemes. So I feel like I can bring a lot to the table for sure.
Definitely. And you know what, I always ask this question, what might go unnoticed, but I you know, you are a team captain. You already mentioned, you know, you're a film junkie. You know, you're great in the community. So I don't know. Is there anything else out there, Cameron? Because, I mean, this is your show. It could have been maybe the defense you ran where they didn't let you blitz more. I don't know. Like, what do these scouts, if they had any questions, you can answer it now saying, hey, you know what, this might not have been on tape or you might not have seen it, but this is definitely something I can do.
Right. I mean, I played under a lot of position coaches during my time here at the academy. I had three, so that can definitely be challenging at corner. But I think that goes unnoticed is being able to adapt to three different position coaches and three different techniques that each of those coaches brought to the table. So being coachable is a huge attribute of mine. I'm willing to learn. I'm willing to grow because there's always things that you can develop and work on. So I feel like being coachable is definitely a big attribute that you can't always see on film, but it's definitely something that I've had the opportunity to experience throughout my college career.
Wow, that's excellent. And you were invited to two showcases, the Hula Bowl, the Gridiron Showcase, terrific opportunities, priceless commodities, if you ask me, because now you're able to get in front of these NFL folks, and they know who you are on tape, but now they get to know you as a man. What was that experience like for you?
Now, it was a blessing, truth be told, going down to the College Gridiron Showcase and all the scouts that were down there. I mean, it was – I had to take it in, you know, when I was on the field looking around. I was like, man, this is crazy. I'm really out here getting the opportunity to live out my childhood dreams. Kind of felt like college all over again. I mean, the high school recruiting process for college, going to, like, the camps and whatnot and having the coaches watch you. So, it was definitely a good experience. Getting around some guys from some bigger schools, you know, especially going out to the Hula Bowl and getting a chance to compete against those guys that might go to Power 5 schools. Going to Navy, you know, we run a triple option, so we don't get too many opportunities to get one-on-ones and stuff in practice. So it was good getting a chance to compete with those guys out there in Hawaii. And, of course, being in paradise in Hawaii, it was beautiful out there.
Well, bonus. I mean, two birds with one stone in terms of all-star get exposure, and you're in a beautiful destination. Now, NFL scouts, they're just not going to, you know, just – give you praise and all, you know, they're more of this, you know, they got a great poker face, I think you've come to realize, but did they mention anything that put some pep in your step? Any positive feedback that they might have mentioned that they're like, all right, man, that definitely made my day?
Yeah, I mean, definitely the way I'm able to move with my size, especially hips and just being fluid, they were pretty impressed at how I was able to, especially the drills where you got to flip your hips 180. Gain ground and stuff like that. So they were pretty impressed at how I was able to move and getting in and out of my breaks. And then, of course, the leadership attributes that I can bring to a team could be very beneficial in any locker room in the NFL, I feel like. So those are kind of the two biggest takeaways that I've had in my experience at CGS and at the Hula Bowl.
Excellent, excellent show. Man, we're running out of time here, Cameron, but we appreciate you taking you know, some of your precious time and sharing with us. Outside of football and being involved, I mean, what do you just do personally to relax?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big music guy. You know, I like to listen to a lot of old school R&B, soul music, trying to impress my grandparents and my parents, you know, let them know they're not the only ones who know about that. And also, mess around on the piano and the saxophone a little bit. So trying to pick up another craft on the side while I have some extra time on my hands.
I love it. Oh, man, this has been fantastic. Well, hey, before we let you go, we always end the show. We call it three and out. They're just a few lighthearted, off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir. Let's get it.
All right. Now, any game day superstitions?
Game day superstitions. Yeah, I always put crosses under my eyes with the eye black. That's something I got to do every game. I've been doing that since high school, so I got to have that on.
I like that. I like it because it just seems like a little bit of a throwback. You always saw the old guys do it, and I like seeing a guy with a little face paint, to be honest with you. It just kind of makes me think of my adolescence and seeing all the young guys, you know, in their peak. How about this one? Are you a better dancer or are you a better dresser?
Oof, I would definitely have to say dressing. Definitely got a little bit of style I can put on.
Fair enough. And then the final one, as this draft closes in on us, I'm sure that weekend, if you will, you're going to be surrounded by family and friends as you celebrate this next football journey. With that said, Cameron, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to prepare as you celebrate that special day?
I would say my dad's probably the best cook, and he has a famous lasagna that he can make. So I would love to eat on that, waiting for a phone call.
Man, that phone call's coming, man. Hey, this was a mic drop type performance today on the show, Cameron. We appreciate you. Stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
No problem at all. Once again, that was Cameron Kinley, the standout from the Naval Academy. There's so much to like about this kid, and we know a character off the chart, and that big body DB fluid hips. I mean, that's what NFL teams love. And size always comes first, and this kid's definitely got it. Skills also, I mean, a lot to like about this young man. We're so fortunate to get him on because he's going to be a guy that you're going to start hearing more and more about as these days dwindle down and the draft really appears on the horizon. This is going to be one name I wanted you folks to really get acquainted to. Once again, the Naval standout, Cameron Kinley. As always, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.